Dear one, we have a very hard time leaving you. Please speak to us your last words. Speak the nectar of all wisdom that has been said.
Yes, first of all, you did not come here in vain. You might not know the true reason yet. I have been here on this mountain for so many years. Never before was I visible to anyone. My work is done only in silence. You are truly the few. I am happy to have spent this time with all of you. As I look into each and every one of you, I see only myself. You are closer to me, and I'm closer to you than any distance can exist. I give each one of you an invisible sword, one that only yourself know of. As the appearances come to your consciousness to fool you or to make you believe in fear, separation, and anxiety and pain, or even believing in good things in life, which could give you the false impression of the one reality, you silently use your invisible sword. By a touch of the sword, they will vanish, showing you that nothing outside of yourself has power for you to fear, resist, or fight. Be consciously aware of this priceless truth. Use your sword of truth as often as you see discord, disease, and disharmony that appears to have any power to the believers. Then remember my words. In silence, the totality is known. Do this very secretly. No one needs to know your inner work until you are told to speak.
This answer, this last talk that she gives, it is really the completion of all the question and answer. First, she talks about that I'm closer to you and you're closer to me, that any distance can exist. It only means that the reality is within you. That what you see in me, it is also exist in you as your own reality. Then she goes on to say, I am going to give you a priceless gift. And that gift, it is a determination to stop believing in concepts of the mind in the form of a sword. This sword of truth, if you use it, you will see the emptiness of the ideas that the mind suggests to you. And this way you can free yourself of pain and suffering. The key is if you use it. Because if we don't, then there is no hope of freedom. It's always imprisonment. And as we all have experienced the truth of this statement, that when we have the strength of breaking the belief system, we feel more at peace. And then she goes on and says, the truth is silence. Silence of what? Silence of the mind. Why? Because mind is the creation, a false creation, a fake creation. And once this is broken, then the journey becomes easier and easier. And very few have the ambition to do that. As she was saying, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. What is being waiting? Who is waiting? The reality that she embodies for children to become ready to embrace this teaching, this truth. So we need to remember the sword with the added energy and remembrance that this is our salvation. And she asked to do it privately and quietly. Why? Because the ears of the creation does not need to hear it. Until we are grown enough in our wisdom and realization to be of help to others. Until then, the work goes on silently in order to be effective. So it is nice to read this now and then, the last question and answer. And then the children said, we are having a hard time leaving you. And it's very understandable because they are wondering if they can continue feeling the way they feel around her. But then she says, okay, I get it. I understand. But here it is. Let me give you something that helps you. to do it on your own. And then the seven children continue cooperating with each other and helping one another. That is very, very important, that symbolically all seven accompany one another, because the seven is really the mind, the senses, and the body. And once the cooperation begins to happen, the road is paved. It's a done deal. And in the appearance, the seven children means support system.